ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ केनेषितं पतति प्रेषितं पतति प्रेषितं मनः केन प्राणः प्रथमः प्रैतियुक्तः केनेषिताम् वाचमिमां वदन्ति चक्षुश्रोत्रम् क उ देवो युनक्ति श्रोत्रस्य श्रोत्रम् मनसो मनः यद्वाचोह वाचम् स उ प्राणस्य प्राणः चक्षुषश्चक्षुः अतिमुच्य धीराः प्रेत्यास्माल्लोकात् अमृता भवन्ति न तत्र चक्षुर्गच्छति न वाग्गच्छति न मनः न विद्मः न विजानीमः यथैतद् अनुशिष्यात् फुल् स्टाप् नेक्स्ट् सेण्टेन्स् अन्यदेव तद् विदिताद् अथो अविदिताद् अधि इति शुश्रुम पूर्वेषाम् येनस्तद् व्याचचक्षिरे. यद्वाचा अनभ्युदितम् येन वाक् अभ्युद्यते येन वागभ्युद्यते तदेव ब्रह्म त्वं विद्धि नेदम् यदिदमुपासते यद्वाचा अनभ्युदितम् येन वागभ्युद्यते तदेव ब्रह्म त्वं विद्धि नेदम् यदिदम् उपासते. So it is this Kena Upanishad where there is amazing method of Drishyaveka Prakriya, method of distinguishing the subject from the object is inbuilt. Methods of unfoldment, method of the teaching methodology, the sampradaya, is very much inbuilt in the Upanishads. So when it is said anyat viditat anyat aviditat atha, that is other than the known, other than the knower. What is other than the known? Knower. Other than the subject is object only. And that knower is what? Analyze, enquire, you will stumble upon the truth. That methodology is given here. Okay? It's not any, no, nobody can claim this is our methodology. It's already timeless Shastram, this is already there. Okay. So here we understood, Upanishad made it very clear. Vagna gacchati, manaha na gacchati, chakshur na gacchati. Means sense organs cannot reveal Atma. Mind cannot conceive what Atma is. Even though we are blessed with amazing intellectual capacity, we can crush our minds to find out many other facts in the world. Within the realm of matter, a human intellect can probe and penetrate and discover so many subtle facts, but this human intellect is incapable of discovering its own truth. So mind cannot even conceive what Atma is. No word can really describe Atma, because the all sense powers, the instruments of knowledge, the organ of speech, and even the words uttered through the organ of speech, and also all our mind, the internal instrument of knowledge, the intellect, all these instruments of knowledge, and even other pramanams which are operated by the human intellect, like pratyaksha, prana, anumanam, inference, etc., all these pramanani, all these means of knowledge, also are within the realm of known objective universe. And now you know very well, the known objective universe is what? Power of reality. The power of knowing manifest is power of knowing. The power of Atma, power of reality, manifest is this whole universe, and all these instruments of knowledge, all these pramanani are within the realm of known manifest universe. And whereas Atma is beyond, distinct, distinct from this non-manifest universe. Anything which is within the realm of the manifest universe. In fact, even the unknown power also, the unmanifest power also is there. Atma is distinct from the very power. Okay? Whether power is known or unknown, whether it's manifest or unmanifest, Atma is the source of the power. Atma, the source of the power, can never become the object of anything which falls within the realm of power matter. Is it clear? So which object can see the eyes? Tell me. Which object in the world can see the eyes other than the eyes? No, I see everything else. These eyes see all the opaque things and the light. Can any opaque thing see the light? Which opaque thing can see the light? Which opaque thing can see the eyes? Seeing power. The seen can never become the seer. Seen can never become the seer. Okay, seer alone will be the seer. Seer can never become the seen. The known can never become the knower. Knower can never become the known. Knower can never become the known. Known can never become the knower. Subject can never become the object. Object of knowledge can never become the subject of knowledge. All these instruments of knowledge, all these various pramanani available for our operation, they can be operated, they can be used to know only anything other than the operator of the pramanani. Is it clear? Anything else can be used. Because they're all within the realm of the material world. Now you can understand the manifest or unmanifest power is matter. So the manifest, everything else is within the realm of the material world only. How can all the pramanani, all forms, different types of instruments of knowledge, which fall within the realm of the manifest material universe, can reveal the very source of the power obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, pure awareness. Therefore, it was made very clear, Vagna gacchati, Manahana agacchati, Chakshurna gacchati. They're all incapable of revealing the Atma. Why? Because that reality is distinct other than the known and the unknown. All these instruments of knowledge can reveal only the known. All the instruments of knowledge, the pramanani, can only reveal prameyani. Objects, the things which are available for objectification alone can be revealed by pramanani. But the operator of the pramanani, the very source of the power, they are incapable. Why? What is this consciousness principle? What is this? Who is the one who is operating all the pramanani? Who is the one who enables them to function? What is that? That cannot be the object of knowledge. Okay. So it was made very clear. We saw now. Yad vacha anabhyuditam yena vagabhyudyate. See, in the previous mantra, natatra vagacchati, that one line is taken here now. Okay, ye Tatra vak na gacchati. That one sentence is taken here for analysis. And the first line is used to that. First line elaborates on that. Tatra vak na gacchati. Yad vacha anabhyuditam. Yena vaga bhyudhyate. Already it has been said. Tatra vak na gacchati. Means word does not have access to Atma, access to the reality. Sat, the vastu. I want you to know this term. Vastu means that which alone is. That which is vastu. Okay? That which is vastu. So, the word does not have access to the vastu, means the word cannot reveal the vastu. The word cannot reveal the vastu means word cannot describe the vastu. What is the word is supposed to reveal something. A word is one of the means of knowledge. A word is supposed to indicate a given object. Or words can be used to describe something. So by to description, I can make you understand something what you do not know. Words can be used to describe, to explain, to make you understand something. But we know word can be used to describe Brahman, to describe the Atma, the Vastu. Why? Because word can describe only a thing which has some attribute, which an object which has to be explained, described, must have some attributes. And in this world, anything and everything which falls within the realm of the objective universe definitely has some attribute or the other. And those attributes, I said, at least they would belong to given species. Some jati will be there. If any object will be associated with some function or action, kriya, any object will be associated with some, will have some relationship or the other with something or the other. Some sambandha will be there. And some attribute or some nature, some dharma, something, some guna will be there on the part of every object. If any object even can be described, can be perceived, can be described, can be conceived, but definitely at least can, even if it is something very difficult to understand, that can be described. You can describe and describe, use many words, describe, and somehow you can make it clear. But what about the vastu? Vastu, word do not have any access. And it is not like any object, mic or table or wall or window. When I say any word in any language, in any dialect, can reveal something, but not the vastu. Because reality can never become the immediate meaning of any word. Because reality is the truth of the word. Truth of the word. You said truth of the word means what? That without which word cannot even exist. That which lends existence to the very expression word. Any language is a means of communication, is nothing but words and sentences. All the words of all languages are expressions of manifestations of knowledge. That is why Pujya Swamiji used to say, any language is expression of manifestation of knowledge, Saraswati. Not just only the Indian language, any language in any part of the world is part of the local native culture. Every native culture is actually an order of Ishvara. Because language is expression. Any language is expression of what? Manifestation of knowledge. Any word, any language is expression of manifestation of knowledge. Without there's no manifestation of knowledge, no word can come out. And how can there be manifestation of knowledge if there's no source of knowledge? Is it clear? There must be non-arriving, non-departing, everlasting, firm, unmoving source of knowledge, Adhishthanam, Adhara, from which alone knowledge can manifest. Is it clear? For manifestation of knowledge, there must be source of knowledge. And knowledge which becomes manifest, I say the power of reality means what? Power of reality is power of knowing. Knowing is the power. Like burning is the power of fire. Illumining is the power of sun. The capacity. Similarly, knowing is the power of reality. This power of knowing, there's a time this power of knowing is unmanifest, then it is ignorance. The power of knowing manifest is knowledge. Is it clear? The power of knowledge has to become manifest. The power of knowledge manifest is knowledge means we call it manifestation of knowledge. The source of the power is pure knowledge. That which is endowed, vastu which is endowed with the power of knowing is pure knowledge. The substance, the thing called fire, which is endowed with the that which is endowed with the power of burning is fire. That which is endowed with the power of illumining is sun. That which is endowed with the power of scorching is sun. That which is endowed with the power of knowing is the vastu, the reality implied by the term Atma. Okay, and that which is endowed with the power of knowing is implied by another term, Jnanam. Pure knowledge, pure consciousness. So that which is endowed with the power of knowing is the source of the power of knowing. The source of the power of knowing is the source of all knowledge. Understand? No knowledge can be created. Why do they say? Because the source of all knowledge is this pure knowledge, the vastu reality implied by the term pure knowledge, Atma, pure consciousness. And is pure consciousness, pure knowledge, the reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, the source of knowledge is timeless reality, beginningless, endless, changeless. That is why we say knowledge is never created. Always there. And is reality endowed with the power of knowing? Therefore, it is a source of knowledge. I'm repeating this because it's very important. And from which alone knowledge can become manifest. Okay? Which means the manifestation of power of knowing is knowledge. How can there be manifestation of knowledge if there is no source of knowledge? And the power, manifestation of knowledge must be there for any word to be expressed, to be uttered. Word has to get expressed either in the form of speech or in the form of writing. Suppose I don't want to speak today. I want to follow Maunavratam. Maunavratam, you should not even write also. okay, word can be written or uttered. Still, word is expression of manifestation of knowledge, and for which there must be a source of knowledge. Word is like a grandchild. Understand? The knowledge is manifest in the form of a thought. So word presupposes thought. Thought presupposes the source of knowledge, which is consciousness. Atma. Who is first? Who is later? How can grandchild become the father of grandfather? He has to take another next janma. Okay. Then again relationship will change. And what I am saying here, the word, why word cannot reveal at all? But amazing, this word can describe anything and everything, can be used. In fact, if you have what is Atma, all words are Atma. All words, if you dare describe what is Atma, no, we have to say all the words filling all dictionaries, all books, all libraries, all words in all dialects, you know, all languages are Atma. We can cover everything, all words. But there's only dictionaries are also limited. No way. Dictionaries have only words denoting the known factors, known facts. They're still unknown. And Atma is what source of unknown also. Do you understand what I'm saying? You only manifest what big dictionary? Isn't it? All dictionaries of all languages in all libraries, imagine. And all dialects, all of them are Atma, but no word can reveal Atma. Even dictionaries are limited, as I said, because dictionaries cannot have any language for that matter. See, only words denoting, explaining, revealing the objects which have been already known and discovered. There's so, in fact, discovered, known are very little. Unknown is as vast as the universe. They're still unknown, they're still unmanifest. The fact which have not yet been discovered, that's why always known is only of this size, fist size. All the dictionaries of all languages in all over the world only are of this size. Unknown is as vast as this universe. And reality is the source of all knowledge which is yet to become manifest, which has already become manifest. Which have been already discovered, which have yet to be discovered. So Atma is the source. Is it clear? See, let me make it very clear for you. When you are fast asleep, when you are in sleep, you are. Who are you? You are as yourself in sleep. In sleep, you are yourself. When I say you are yourself, you are just yourself without any identity with anything. You are not identified, you do not identify yourself with body or mind or sense organs or emotions or anger, the world, nothing. You are just yourself in sleep. You are there in sleep or not? I have to ask you every day. You are there in sleep or not? Who has doubt? And then I'll put you to sleep and wake you up afterwards and ask you. You are very much present in your sleep. But how are you in sleep? Without any identity, you are just yourself. One unfortunate thing is you do not know you are. You are in sleep, but you are there not knowing your own existence. Only when you are not, when you are not knowing your own existence, we call it sleep. Okay? You must be there, not knowing your own existence. Then we call it sleep. When you do not know your own existence, of course you cannot know the existence of the world also. Therefore, there is total ignorance. The total ignorance means there is no vritti, there is no thought. There is only ajnana vrittihi. Then ananda vrittihi, that experience of bliss, I said, the experience of absence of pairs of opposites is experience of bliss. Only those two vrittis, but no other vritti. There is no vrittihi, means what is no thought. The thought must arise for the knowledge to become manifest. Thought doesn't arise, therefore there is no manifestation of knowledge. I means this manifestation of knowledge. And means manifestation of knowledge. This is means manifestation of knowledge. No vritti, no manifestation of knowledge. Is there any word uttered at that time in sleep? No word is possible. For any one word to be uttered, there must be corresponding vritti. Thought must arise. That's why we say people talk too much of pressure. Too many vrittis come. The pressure, the thought frequency is very fast and they have to express. I mean, words are expressions of knowledge manifest in the form of a thought. So word, for a word to be expressed, that it presupposes knowledge in the form of a thought, which is manifestation of knowledge. And knowledge has to become manifest, there must be source of knowledge. And vastu, the reality, is the source of knowledge. Therefore, vacha anabhyuditam. That's why I wanted to tell you all this. I explained this to you. I know it has been already revealed, but mantra repeats, so I have to repeat as well. Why does mantra repeat? Because mantra wants us to assimilate the fact that I, the knower, am distinct, pure knowledge, pure consciousness, source of knowledge, distinct from the known word, distinct from the known thought. Okay. Yad vacha anabhyuditam. Vacha anabhyuditam. Abhyuditam means revealed, past, passive, participle. Uditam is a, uditam means risen. Abhi plus uditam, abhyuditam, revealed, expressed. Vacha na abhyuditam. The vastu being the source of manifestation of knowledge is not revealed, cannot be revealed by the word which is expression of manifestation of knowledge. Vacha anabhyuditam. And not only that, yena vag abhyudyate. Vastu is that by which the very word is revealed. The word becomes revealed, the word becomes expressed because of the blessing of the Atma. The word enjoys its existence because of the blessing of Atma. What is the existence of the word? What is that which sustains the world, which lends existence to the world? It is the pure knowledge, vastu obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, implied by the term Atma alone sustains, lends existence to the very word. Okay, one meaning. And even if you take it as an organ of speech, vak has two meanings. One is organ of speech, vak indriyam. Vak, the word, speech expressed through the organ of speech is also called as vak. Speech as well as organ of the instrument. Both are known by the term vak. If you take it as a word, we can say definitely Atma is the very existence which sustains the truth of the word. Take it as an organ of speech. Organ of speech is what? Vag indriyam, the power of organ of speech, is a material power, which is also manifestation of power only. And that power, okay, the one power, only one indivisible power of reality alone is manifest as all forms of powers. A seeing power, hearing power, power of smelling, power of taste, power of touch, all 10 powers. In every individual, the 10-fold powers. All powers are expressions of manifestations of the only power. Not only these 10 powers, the power of knowing, power of desiring, power of all powers of activity. All are manifestations of expressions of the only power of reality. Okay, so what is that which enables the organ of speech function as organ of speech? Vastu, Atma. How does it make it function? By telling, come on, do. No, just by its presence. Sannidhi matrena, just by its mere presence. What effort does the light make to bring all these colors, objects to light? No effort. Why? By its mere presence, by its mere nature, it illumines everything. Swarupam. So vastu obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness. The vastu which is of the nature of knowing, by its mere presence, by its mere existence, lends existence to all the powers and lends existence and sustains all the powers, without whose blessing, whose presence, no power can function as power. No organ can function as the organ. Therefore, yena vag abhyudyate, it is the because of the blessing of the Atma, even the organ of speech is capable of functioning as organ of speech. It is because of the blessing of Atma, the very word enjoys existence. Okay? Vag abhyudyate, that because of which word is uttered. Therefore, and what is that vastu? What is that vastu? What is that reality? Abstract, formless reality which you arrived at as the truth of the subject of knowledge, the knower, and the truth of I. The previous mantras, when you distinguished, you arrived at the truth, which is the only truth of everything. You arrived at as your own Swarupam. The reality is the reality of the whole. But how can you arrive at it? Where can you arrive at it? How can you understand it? How is it possible to know what the truth is? The truth is, even though truth, reality is all pervasive, there's no place, no time when it is not, where it is not, available for recognition only in your mind. as the very truth of I, the knower, the subject of knowledge. That is why Upanishad indirectly said, no, viditat aviditat adhi anyat, that which is there other than the known and the unknown is the knower. What is which is other than the object of knowledge is subject of knowledge, knower. And if we know, and that knower actually is none other than this vastu reality. Okay? Obtaining in the form of pure knowledge. Now he says, next sentence. So first sentence reveals the Atmaswarupam. Atmas, what is that? Vastu? That vastu is, you have to connect it with the previous mantra. Anyadevatad viditat aviditat adhi. That vastu is that which is distinct from the known and the unknown. That vastu is that which is other than the known and unknown. What is that which is other than the known and the unknown is the knower. And that knower is none other than reality which is of the nature of knowing. Therefore, implied by the term pure knowledge, jnanam. Okay? No, he says no. Tad. Next line. See the next line now? You understand that first you arrive at your own swarupam. Isn't it? Tadeva. Tad means what? That reality. Tad means that reality. That was to which is arrived at as the swarupam of the knower. In the analysis, is it clear now? That was to which is the formless reality, which is arrived at, that was to which is arrived at as the swarupam of the knower, as the truth of I is what it is you, truth of arrive at as truth of yourself, you, tadeva, that truth alone. That the eva, that reality alone is Brahma. This is equation. Tadeva Brahma is a Mahavakyam. Tadeva Brahma. So Tad stands for, in this mantra, Tad stands for the truth of I. Aham, or truth of you. Tad stands for the truth of I, swarupam of I. Tad stands for Atma swarupam. See, very important is these mantras, which pronoun stands for what, where. In Mahavakyam, tad means what? That. Third person, tad stands for that Brahma, isn't it? Ishvara. But here in this mantra, tad means that stands for the truth of I. So the reality, absolute reality, ultimate truth of the entirety, the entire cosmos, is available for recognition as the swarupam of the knower. See what Upanishad is convincing, he is saying. You can never arrive at the reality. You can never understand what the reality of the universe is without having distinguished the knower from the known. You have to distinguish the knower from the known, and the reality can be arrived only as the swarupam of the knower. This is swarupam of the knower, I mean the truth of the knower. See, every word must be very clear here. If I say truth of the knower, if I say truth of the illuminator is light, means illuminator and light cannot be separated. If the light is turned off, illuminator will disappear. So what is the truth of the illuminator? Light. Similarly, without the reality consciousness, There cannot be knower. There is no knower other than the imagine. You cannot push away consciousness. Okay. Just imagine. There's with no light means no illuminator. There's no light means no illuminator. The only darkness. No consciousness means no knower. No knower means only darkness of ignorance. Okay? Therefore, when I say truth of the illuminator is light, when I say without the light, there cannot be something called illuminator. Really speaking, there is no illuminator. It is only a qualification attributed to the light. Similarly, there is no knower. Please understand, there is no knower other than consciousness. There is no knower other than pure knowledge. Knower is a qualification, title attributed to the reality, the abstract, formless reality, which is of the nature of knowing. From the standpoint of the known, there is no knower. So the Shastram teaches us here how to arrive at that reality. Viditat abiditat adhi. A reality is that which is other than the known and the unknown. The known and the unknown both can be taken, can come under the category of the known. Other than the known is the knower, the subject of knowledge. And that knower is vastu. If you see what the knower is, when you distinguish the knower from the known, everything known goes, there is no knower. There is only reality. How do you know there is reality? Because knower is there. Who is the knower? The knower is other than reality. There is no knower other than reality. So he says, tadeva, that reality, that was too abstract, formless reality, which is of the nature of knowing, which you arrived at as the surupam of the knower, tad. Okay? Tad means that which has been arrived at as the surupam of the knower, tadeva, tadeva. That yeva is what emphasis. That vastu is Brahma. Okay? You arrived at the reality, the abstract, formless reality, obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, or I can say, which is of the nature of knowing, is implied by the term Atma, and that Atma tadeva Brahma. Now we have to go move on to the next word, Brahma now. What is Brahma? Brahma is a nakarantaha napumsakalinga shabdaha. See, the word Brahman is a neuter gender word ending in a consonant N, Brahman. This another word also is the nakarantaha pullinga shabdaha. It is Brahma. That Brahma is Hiranyagarbha. But this Brahma is what? Brahman, neutral gender word. So Brahma is also another term implying, revealing the same reality through implication. How the word Atma and word Brahma are two different words revealing the same, one and the same reality through implication in terms of its nature, different nature. Is it clear? So the word Atma implies reality, reveals reality in terms of its nature of all pervasiveness. The word Atma means that which is all pervasive. Apnoti sarvam iti Atma. That which is of the nature of all pervasiveness is Atma. Atma means all pervasive. Many meanings are there. Main meaning is all pervasive. many meanings of this word Atma is there. Atti, the Atma, so many things. But main meaning, if the word Atma is, that which is all pervasive. Okay, now what about the Brahma? Brahma is also another word implying the reality in terms of its given nature. Reality is not just the reality of one thing here, one individual here. Only reality of all these innumerable, countless forms, names and functions. One reality without which no form, no function, no word can exist here. In fact, substance of the substantive universe. We say substance of the substantive ocean is equal to water. Similarly, substance of the substantive universe is reality implied by the term Brahma. Without reality, there cannot be universe. There cannot be jagat. There cannot be experience. There cannot be forms, names and functions. Nothing can exist independently without reality. That's why you say the whole universe originates from Brahma, exists in Brahma, resolves in Brahma. One of the lakshanams, what is Brahma? Next question comes. Okay. So the second mantra, Tadeva Brahma, is a Mahavakyam. So Tad stands for the truth of the individual. Brahma stands for the truth of the universe. And Tadeva Brahma means the truth of the individual and the truth of the universe are the Ishvara, Swarupam of Ishvara, Swarupam of Jiva is one and the same. So Jiva Ishvara Swarupam is revealed here. Tadeva Brahma, Jiva Brahma Aikyam is revealed here. Jiva Brahma Aikyam, oneness of the truth of the whole is revealed here. So, from the standpoint of upadhis, you are different from the whole. The standpoint of the swarupam, you are non-different from the whole. Tadeva Brahma. It is that pure consciousness arrived at the swarupam of the knower, distinguished from the known, that abstract formless reality alone is implied meaning of the word Brahma. Okay, now Aikyam has been established. So this word Brahma means, literally it has been derived from the root Brahmate. Brihat means big. So why the reality is implied by the term Brahma? Because due to its bigness. Reality is implied by the term Brahma due to its bigness. Brihatvat Brahmanat Brihatamatvat Brahma. Because of its bigness, reality is very big. Reality is great. How great the reality is, how big the reality is. Because we don't know what, we have no words. Reality is of the nature of bigness. Being big, bigger, biggest is the nature of reality. How big is the reality? Can we compare the bigness of reality with anything else? It's incomparably big. Incomparably big. Because there's nothing which is parallel to the reality. In fact, there's nothing other than the reality. There must be two things, two realities There must be two factors which enjoy the same order of reality for one to be compared with the other. There are not two orders, there are not two realities at all. Reality is one, secondless. There is a second reality. Therefore, it is incomparable. It is big, incomparably big. Incomparably big means how big it is. Now, how big it is? Let us take some the things which stay very, very long, very long time. Reality has no beginning. No beginning, there is no end. No beginning, there is no end. No beginning, no end means it has no cause. Reality has no cause from where it has originated. Please understand, reality does not have a cause from where it has originated. Therefore, reality has not no origination, no beginning. It's a beginningless. Therefore, it doesn't undergo any change. It has no end. Means reality is this how definition is given. Trikalatrayepi tishtati, that which is always there, beginninglessly, endlessly. Therefore, this reality is implied by the term Sat. Sat or Satyam. So that which is always there, beginninglessly, endlessly, independently, changelessly. So what? Even time factor comes and goes. Time factor comes and goes. The knowledge, if there's no manifestation of knowledge, even time will lose its status of being existent. When you're fast asleep, there's no time. Isn't it? There's no time concept. So even time factor enjoys existence only when there is manifestation of knowledge. There's no manifestation of knowledge means even time factor will lose its status of being existent. Time itself has time limitation. Okay, the very time factor has time limitation. Time comes and goes. And rest of the things, everything else comes in time and goes in time. Time also, there's a time when time comes and goes as well. Space comes in time and goes in time. The space is subject to time limitation. These are big things, okay? First, we always discuss time and space. Time itself comes and goes. There's a time when the time is, there's a time when the time is not. Time is subject to time limitation. And the space, of course, comes and goes in time. Space is subject to time limitation. Okay, everything comes and goes in time, and time is there, always there. And there is a time, time also disappears. That is why I told many times before also, time is personified as the death, Lord Yama, who sees that definitely everybody leaves his place. Okay, nobody wants to sit here. Somewhere escaping, no, grab, take away, kalaha, and boasting, you know, I am the doer of the whole world, aham jagat bhakshakaha, I am the doer of the world. Time is sitting there, boasting, I am the doer of the world, and Atma comes and tells, shut up, I am the doer of you, aham, no, tava bhakshakaha. Okay, it means the reality is free from time limitation, time-wise limitless. And space also is object of knowledge. Therefore, space also can enjoy the status of being existent only when there is manifestation of knowledge. When there is no manifestation of knowledge, source of knowledge is there or not? Source of knowledge is always there. Manifestation comes and goes. When there is manifestation, space enjoys the status of being existent. So space also is dependent on what? Space is time-based limited. Everything is time-based limited. Time is object of knowledge. So time also loses its status of being existent. So time enjoys its status of being existent only when there is manifestation of knowledge. But even when there is no manifestation of knowledge, the source of manifestation is always there, timelessly. Therefore, reality is of the nature of timelessness, nityatvam. Okay, reality enjoys nityatvam, time-wise limitless. Is it clear now? Very clear, no doubt. Similarly, space. Space also comes and goes, but even when the space is not there, existence of space presupposes the manifestation of knowledge. When there is no manifestation of knowledge, space disappears, space loses its status of being existent. But even then, what is there is the source of manifestation. Therefore, space pervades everything. Space is all accommodative. But that which pervades even the space is knowledge. The knower knowledge pervades the known space. Therefore, that which pervades the all-accommodative space is what? No. Space pervades everything. Space cannot, does not pervade consciousness. But consciousness pervades even space. Because space does not have its existence outside of consciousness. Therefore, consciousness is spatially limitless. Now, tell me, anything else in the world, all the forms denoted by all the words, associated with their own corresponding all innumerable functions and actions, all the forms, names and functions which exist, all the innumerable countless forms, names and functions which exist within the realm of time and space lose their status of being existent when there is no manifestation of knowledge. What is that which is there even they do not exist? The source of knowledge is always there. Is it clear? Therefore, reality, no object can have exist. Existence of any form, any name, any word, any function is dependent on manifestation of knowledge. And manifestation is dependent on the source of knowledge. Therefore, all objects, nothing has independent existence of its own. Therefore, time, space, an object, this reality is free from the object limitation. No object is different from, understand, nothing is different from the Atma here. And like that, just as no wave is different from water, even though wave, water is distinct from the wave, like the Atma, the reality implied by the term Atma is distinct from everything, but no object is different here. Nothing is different. Is it clear? Therefore, reality is free from object limitation also. These are the threefold limitations. Kala parichedaha, desha parichedaha, vastu parichedaha. Is it clear? Kala parichedaha, desha parichedaha, vastu parichedaha. And what about this reality? Kalataha aparichinnam vastu. Deshataha aparichinnam vastu. Vastutaha aparichinnam vastu. Reality is that which is free from all three possible limitations. Time, space and object limitations. Time-wise limitless, spatially limitless, object-wise limitless. Now the question comes, why is reality limitless? Why? Being limitless is its nature. Therefore, we say reality is of the nature of limitlessness. Because it is free from all three possible limitations, reality is of the nature of limitlessness. There is nothing which is bigger, greater or as big as reality. Therefore, reality is implied by the term Brahma. Brihattamatvat Brahma. Brahmanat Brahma. So, reality is not the immediate meaning of the word Brahma. This word Brahma reveals reality by negating everything which is subject to time, space, object limitations. It reveals reality, it implies the reality in terms of its nature of limitlessness. Is it here? Therefore, Brahma. That is why this beautiful definition is given in Taittiriya Upanishad. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. What is Brahma? It's called Swarupa Lakshanam. Satyam Jnanam Anantam. The reality implied by the term Brahman is of the nature of knowing Jnanam. The reality implied by the term Brahman is of the nature of existence, beginningless, endless, timeless reality, timelessness. Therefore, it is Sat, Satyam. And the reality implied by the term Brahman is of the nature of limitlessness, therefore, Anantam. Each and every word, see, Anantam, Jnanam, Satyam, each and every word, reality is not the immediate meaning of any of these words. Every word implies, reveals reality through implication by negating what it is not. Therefore, Brahma. So, now I already covered, there is no time, no space, no objects, no forms, names and functions, the whole cosmos, the known worlds, the unknown worlds, everything, nothing exists outside of awareness. Existence enjoyed by time, space and every object here is existence of consciousness. Just as, let me give the grossest example for you. Easiest and the grossest example. Existence of water is existence of ocean. Existence of light is the existence of opaque things. Existence of consciousness is the existence of time, space and all forms, names and functions which exist within the realm of time and space. Therefore, existence enjoyed by every object, every form, every name, every function, every action, every experience is existence of consciousness. If we remove water from the ocean, the form, name and function ocean will lose its existence. What is that which lends existence to the form, name and function ocean? It is the water. Similarly, that which lends existence to the whole cosmos is reality vastu, and which can be arrived at, which is arrived at only as the swarupam of the knower, as the truth of I. And how do what form does it obtain? You arrive at the reality only in terms of its nature of knowing as pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Okay? That pure consciousness which you arrive at as the Swarupa of the knower, I, is actually the Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Is Brahma. Same reality is implied by another term, Brahma, which means there is no truth other than consciousness. There is no reality other than consciousness or pure knowledge or awareness. Now, another fact is very clear. Another fact is very clear. This reality, consciousness, is one indivisible, undivided, partless whole. So it pervades time and space, means all pervasive. It is this only reality obtaining in the form of the innermost self of every being, therefore implied by the term Atma. Being all pervasive, it obtains as the innermost self, essence of every being. Pratyagatma. Pratyagatma means the truth obtaining as the innermost self is known by the expression Pratyagatma. Atma means all pervasive. Pratyagatma means the only indivisible partless whole, the only reality obtaining as the innermost self of every being is what? Pratyagatma. Pratyagatmataya Brahmaivasti. Therefore, you are Brahma, which you, that reality, formless reality, abstract reality, which you arrived at in terms of its nature of knowing, and its truth of the knower, distinguishing the knower from the known, that reality, Tadeva Brahma, means, Tadeva Brahma means, you are that reality which is of the nature of knowing, and you are Brahma. So Tattvamasi Mahavakyam is given in Chandogyam. Is that Mahavakyam is given here differently. So Mahavakyams are not only four. Okay, many Mahavakyams are many Upanishads, but four are taken as samples to say why they showed. Come on, this is the Mahavakyam from Chandogyam Tattvamasi. Aham Brahmasmi is from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. I am Atma Brahma is Mandukya Upanishad of Atharva Veda, and Pragyanam Brahma is Maitreya Upanishad, Rig Veda. Means, what does it mean? All the Upanishads teach the same fact. Okay? Samanvaya. The teaching, no Upanishadic teaching contradicts the teaching of other Upanishad. All of them declare the same fact. To show the sameness of teaching, the oneness of the teaching being non-contradictory and non-different, these four Mahavakyams are always shown as samples from four different Vedas, Upanishads belonging to four different Vedas. Actually speaking, the teaching is the same. Okay? So here, again Mahavakyam comes, that truth which you have arrived at as the Swarupa of the knower, as the truth of I, in terms of its nature of knowing, Chit, Chaitanyam, consciousness, that consciousness is actually implied by the term Brahma, which is the truth of the whole, which is of the nature of limitlessness. Okay? So, in what form does reality obtain? The word Jnanam negates everything which is of the nature of inertness. The word Jnanam negates known and unknown, manifest unmanifest power. Matter is negated by the word jnanam. By negating ajnanam, manifest, unmanifest, negating even the known world, which are within the realm of matter, jnanam implies reality. It negates the matter and it implies reality in terms of its nature of knowing. Even God jnanam. So also satyam negates everything which is subject to time. Thereby through implication it reveals reality. Is it clear? And similarly the word anantam negates everything which is subject to all limitations. Ananta means that which is of the nature of limitlessness, that reality which is of the nature of pure knowledge, which is of the nature of pure existence, which is of the nature of limitlessness, fullness. You know, satyam jnanam anantam is limitlessly big. There is nothing as big as Brahman, nothing which is bigger than Brahman. Therefore, that reality is implied by the term Brahma, reality of the truth of the whole. In fact, what is only Brahma. And you are that Brahma. Tadeva Brahma. Tvam Vidhi. You please understand this fact. Tvam Vidhi. Tvam Vidhi. May you understand this fact. Okay. The truth of the individual is the truth of the whole. The standpoint of the truth, reality, vastu. From this standpoint, if the vastu, there is no jiva, jagad bheda also. Jiva ishvara bheda also. Jagad ishvara bheda also is not there. Okay. What about the whole manifestation is what? The whole universe is manifestation of knowledge. What is the manifestation of knowledge? Pure knowledge. Manifest knowledge is pure knowledge. Pure knowledge is not manifest knowledge. But manifest knowledge is pure knowledge. It's okay? Are you all with me? Don't worry, I'll come back and beg again, Brahma. Swamini, please, enough. And I will not stop them. Enough, we have understood. Please move on. And even if you don't say, Rajan, you will say. Because he has heard so many times. So what I want to say here. Tadeva. May you understand that. Tvam Vidhi. Na idam yad idam upasate. This is na idam. Na idam is what? Not this means. Not anything that people worship. What it means is very important point. Na, there is upasanam means worship. Upasanam means meditation, you know that. Upasanam, meditation also is a form of worship. See, in worship, three activities are involved. Kayikam karma, physical activity. Vachikam karma, mental activity. Oral activity. Manasam karma, mental activity. Physical, oral, mental activities are involved in the act of worshipping also. In any activity, all three faculties are involved. In worship also, three factors are involved. So, upasate means worship. Whether you meditate, whether you sing in praise, or whether you offer something, do in physically doing something, whatever you worship, not anything that you worship is the truth. In fact, truth is not anything that you worship. People worship. Not this which anything that people worship. You must be very careful here. See, the worshipper worshipped, difference is there in worship. You know, the highest form of worship, the exalted form of worship is when the worshipper is included in the worshipped. Worshipper being non-different from the worshipped Lord is understood. That is the culmination of worship. As long as you worship, the worshipper is different from the, as long as the worshipped Lord is different from the worshipper, as long as the worshipped Lord is looked upon as different from the worshipper, the worship is useful, no problem. But still, worship has not given its result. When where should the worship culminate? Where should the worshipper worshipped difference should culminate? The worshipper worshipped difference should culminate in the vision of the fact of the worshipper being non-different from the worshipped Lord. Okay? I mean, the worshipper must be included in the worshipped. You see, yourself being non-different from the Lord, that is the culmination of the worship. There ends everything. In fact, anything that is worshipped is not, which means everything is Lord. Lord is not anything. That is why when you go to this temple, Krishna temple, please see Krishna as Sakshat Bhagavan, not as something. Everything is Bhagavan here, not only Krishna. Every leaf you see is Bhagavan, every plant is Bhagavan, every tree is Bhagavan, which is not Bhagavan here. Earth is Bhagavan, where you're walking on is Bhagavan, your feet are Bhagavan, your energy, everything is Bhagavan here. Okay, so you have to feel the pulse of Bhagavan in everything. Once you understand this fact. Otherwise, if you take only the form which I am worshipping alone is Bhagavan, that is a problem. Okay, there is no Bhagavan other than this form which I am worshipping, means that is not right. Okay, but to worship, you can say everything is Bhagavan. The form which I am worshipping also is Bhagavan. What about the worshipper? The problem is, you can say everything is Bhagavan, almighty, all pervasive, omnipotent, omnipresent. What about you? In fact, I am different from the Lord. The very thought is ahankara. You know, where am I? Everything is Bhagavan means I am included in Bhagavan, means finish, ahankara has gone. See, oneself being non-different from Bhagavan, non-separate from Bhagavan. That vision of the fact of oneself being non-different from Bhagavan is possible only when you see this fact of oneness of the reality. The reality obtaining as the truth of I, arrived as a surup of the knower subject, is the only truth which is of the nature of limitlessness implied by the term Brahma, the only truth of the whole. When you understand from the standpoint of the truth, when you see there is no Jiva, there is no Ishvara, there is no Jagat, there is nothing which is other than Bhagavan. The truth, when you say everything is Bhagavan. Okay, that is the culmination of any. Where is the worshipper? Worshipper is Bhagavan, worshipped is Bhagavan, worship is Bhagavan. Knower is Bhagavan, knowledge is Bhagavan, the known is also. Even the word, leave the word Bhagavan. The knower is Brahma, known is Brahma, knowledge is Brahma. All these are Brahma. Therefore, na idam, yedidam upasate. Main job is over here. Now I can go fast. Simple. I have a few more things to tell you. So, first line of the mantra reveals your swarupam. Second line of the mantra reveals the oneness of the reality. First, what you are, then you are Brahma. You're equated to Brahman in the next line. See, if you do not know what you are, how can I tell you that you are that Brahma? First, you must know what you are for you to know the fact you are Brahman. So next line reveals the oneness, Mahavakya. We'll come back and see. Okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namah. Hari Om. No questions?
Mentioned that the reality can be obtained only as a swarupa of the eye.
I said reality can be arrived at, recognized. Recognition of reality is possible only as your own swarupa. When I say your own swarupam, as the essential nature of an individual. And how we can arrive at it, Upanishad teaches. Negate all the known. Viditat, aviditata, these methodologies is built there. Viditam is known. Aviditam also is known. Unknown also becomes the known only. We remove the known. What cannot be that which is other than the known is the knower. And only as the knower, you can arrive at the reality. Yes. And the knower is actually you, I. You means what? The first person singular pronoun which every one of us used to refer to our own selves. See, how do you refer to yourself? How does any individual, every individual, refer to one's own self? You say he, she, it, that. But when you refer to your own self, every one of us use I. Isn't it? Actually, no. What that I actually refers to. There are two factors here. The individual is composition of many factors. Atma and anatma put together is individual. Like what is wave? Water plus form, name, and function is wave. Isn't it? Everything here is an assemblage. Everything is many factors put together, assembled together, form everything here. Like, if you take a car or scooter or bike, every machine is what? Assemblage of many tools, many spare parts. Like individual human being also is an assemblage of many components. So there, Atma and Anatma both are involved here. We have gross physical body, just given the name abode of enjoyment, without which something called enjoyment is not. Jiva had to be there somewhere. Isn't it? Like a house, you need a house for you to sit and sleep and get up and go out. Like that, the house is like, the body is like an bhoga ayatram, abode of enjoyment. Bhoga ayatram. Then, other sense powers are there, subtle powers. So we have Golakani outside, the gross physical parts are Golakani. Then subtle aspects are inside. So physical body alone is not an individual. When you say I refer to yourself as individual, every individual human being is a component of composition of many factors, assemblage. Which physical body alone is not individual. But without physical body there cannot be an individual. Similarly, there are many subtle factors. Each and every subtle fact itself is not an individual, but without them there is no individual. There again mind also. So, okay, mind, sense powers, powers of organs of actions, physiological functions, physical body, only the subtle and the gross aspects do they constitute individual? No. There is Atma. That Atma part is not understood. There is, understand how there must be, there is Atma. Atma and Anatma. Anatma in terms of subtle matter and gross matter. Every individual human being is assemblage. No? Many subtle factors put together, assembled together, constitute an individual. So you can say subtle and gross. Now also you can say ignorance also you can include, which you experience in deep sleep state. Include that also. It's part of mind. So all are, we say what? Anatma. The known is Anatma. There's a knower. Because you know there's a knower. You say, I am the knower. You know the taste. You know you are. You know the world is. You know the taste. You know your eyes can see. You know your hands can move. You know your headache is there. Not now. I'm just saying. If you say you have now, then I have to think about my teaching. Consider my, reconsider my. Now what I'm saying, everything is known means there's a knower. Isn't it? The Atma. So every individual is an assemblage of many factors. I can say together, you can reduce them to two factors, Atma and Anatma. Same Atma and Anatma is in the whole Jagat. What is in Pindanda is in Brahmanda. Nothing is different. What is in wave, the same is in ocean. Pindandam Brahmanda, isn't it? Same thing. The thing is, but how to arrive at the Atma of the whole Jagat, the absolute self of the whole, is one and the same. Okay. Here the mind, body, being individual, tiny little mind, tiny little with a small body, mind is complex, which have their own limitations. Because fraction has its own limitations. All these fractions, amazing human minds capable of discovering what the truth of the whole is. This is what is miracle, okay? This human mind is capable of discovering the truth of the whole, but it needs a pramanam. It needs a pramanam. It is capable, but by itself it is inadequate. It needs a pramanam. And aid, it needs an aid of Shastra. Understand? So, how to arrive at the truth of the whole? Because an object. That is why reality is not an object of knowledge. The word Upanishad teaches you, gives you the clue. If at all, the reality cannot be arrived at as anywhere else. Only it is available for recognition as the very truth of the knower. Which means, truth of the knower. Means as the, that reality alone is there as the knower. There is no other knower. You only know there is knower. And you say, I am the knower also. But you don't know. No, reality alone is there as the knower. There is no knower. So the Shastram gives you the clue. Okay, that which is other than the known. Immediately ask the question, what about the, so many things which are unknown? Don't worry. The unknown are knowables. The unknown are knowable. Knowable can become the known one, it doesn't matter. But the unknown also can be taken under the category of the known only. So that which is other than the known is the truth. Gives a clue. Oh, that is what is that is other than the known? Knower. Who the knower is? If you ask, you will land only upon that first. Because it has no form, no, that's why no description is possible. Nothing can be done. This is a unique methodology. Because it can, we'll say it cannot be described, explained, what can, how are you going to arrive at it? The third is a very unique, ingenious method. It helps you negate all the known. What cannot be negated as the known is what? The knower. That knower is Atma. Therefore, reality can be arrived at, has to be arrived at, recognized only as the truth of the knower. Reality is there as the knower. Reality obtains in every mind enjoying the status of being the knower. Really speaking, knower also is a qualification attribute to the reality from the standpoint of the known. Reality, from the standpoint of reality, reality is not even the knower. Knower is reality, but reality is not the knower. So, vastu. So, what word can I use? This is a formless. So, it knows. Why does it know? Knowing is Swarupam. Therefore, in terms of its nature, Swarupam of knowing, we show another name and knowledge, Jnanam, pure knowledge. Any word used actually reveals reality in terms of Swarupam, only we use the terms. Is time wise limitless, spatially limitless, therefore, you know, Anantam. It exists. Why does it exist? Because being exists nature. It's of the nature of self-existence. For its existence. Sat. Okay. No way. No other way of arriving at the reality. This is the method. Viditat, aviditat, adhi. Anya devatade, that is other than the known and the unknown. Okay. This drik drishi veka prakriya is inbuilt here in this Upanishad. That's why it is an ingenious method. Now anybody can copy this different thing. People talk about all those things. It is Veda. It belongs to Veda Shastra. That is why in next mantra he says Tadeva. Why is Tadeva? That which you have arrived at as the Swarupam of the knower, I, is Brahma. It means you are equated to Brahma. Not physically, emotionally, intellectually, physiologically, but essentially you are Brahma. Physically you are a small tidal body sitting here in one corner of the room. Okay? Physically you are here. But essentially you are all pervasive. And not only all pervasive, you think everything is one. A person who knows Aham Brahmasmi, what about others? Only I am Brahma, not you. Can you say that? What jnanam is it? When you say Aham Brahmasmi, you should say Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. Everything is Brahma. Somebody asks, after that, what to do? Not to do anything, only we have to know. After that, what to do means better know. You don't know, that means you don't know it. Any question comes after that, you have to again listen, start listening. Okay. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. May Bhagavan, Paramatma, bless all of us with a very, very clear vision of the Upanishads.